So, all carers are quite concerned about the SDS because of what's happening, what the feedback we're hearing in groups that carers belong to. And that's how we've came today for us all to add what we would like to add regarding SDS.
But what worries me about the SDS is that people are even more so isolated, because when people are not going to have enough money to buy, if they used a day centre to buy into it. So they don't have all the professionals, you know, all having, you know, I don't mean watching, I mean, you know, just looking out for the person. So when you've got your SDS and you're able to pay a worker to come and pick you up at the house, there is nobody watching what's going on. It also poses a lot of dangers, I feel. A lot of people with learning disabilities they can't express, they can't speak. You know, they're not able to, and that might just show up through behaviours. And then, when behaviours they throw up, how do the professionals know what's caused it? Because they've been isolated with one person who's paid to be with them. They're not their friend. Mm. They're not going to be their friend. They're paid to be with them. And what concerns me about my son, he doesn't have the speech, he doesn't have the understanding. Safety is a very big issue for him because he's no sense of danger. So the person, if we're forced through this SDS, will be paid basically to take him out and make sure they bring him back and nothing in between. Because that's going to be the highest priority for that person, because as I say, he has absolutely no sense of danger. So, within his day centre, there was so many staff and who all knew his needs and the dangers that, you know, that everyday life posed for him. And he had that within his day centre environment that was safe. Mm-hmm. He's never in his day centre every day. He's out there with the staff, goes to the climbing centre. Anything that he wants to do, he'll do.
I think this is what the wider audience think, that they're inside the day centres and they're, you know, doing things. They're out in the community, you know, the service users. But it seems to be it's getting put that they're inside the day centres, mm-hmm. and that's not true, mm-hmm. because they are too cut. So they are very much in the community.
Aye. And another